Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, television neighbor. I'm glad we're together again today. I wanted you to see this. A friend of mine gave this to me. It's called a piano roll. It's a roll of paper that you put in a special piano, and when it comes to these holes here, those holes make the keys go down on the special piano. Mm-hmm. A special piano which is different from this one. Yes. Mine doesn't have any place to put this piano roll, but it still has keys. Hear those keys up there? Very high sounding keys. And down here? Low sounding keys down here. If these keys would change their sound every day, nobody would know how to play this piano. But they stay the same, so you can play them. That's one of the first songs that my mother and dad sang to me when I was a baby. To wrap the baby bunting in. I remember how happy I was when I found out how to play it on the piano. I practiced a long time to learn how to play a piano. First, I didn't know any of the notes at all. But little by little, I found out about how those low keys sounded, and also how those high keys sounded. And I listened to people who knew a lot about it, and I learned. But playing this way is very different from using a piano roll. But I would like you to see how this works. Mm-hmm. I think Joe Negri has a player piano which plays rolls like this. So let's just go over to his music shop and see and hear. All right? Come with me to Negri's music shop.
Fred, how are you?
Good, thanks. Do you have a player piano that would play a role like this?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's in the back room. Would you like to see it?
I'd like to.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to show my friends how this role plays.
Oh, of course.
You can't play on just a regular piano.
No, that's right. You need certain mechanical attachments for that.
Oh, I like a music shop.
Well,
is this it?
That's it.
Like mine.
Well, it does sort of, it looks like yours very much, and it plays like a regular piano, but it has, as I told you, some extra things. Now, if you'll just open those doors, you'll see some of the parts of it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That now, where the roll goes?
That's where we put the roll. Here. And it goes on very easily, you see.
Well, we have to put it on this end, up at the top.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it goes up.
One there and one there. Now we take and attach it to our hook there.
Put all of those little holes there. Mm-hmm.
Each one of those holes, Fred, they're very important because each hole, it represents a key on the piano. So you have 88 keys and 88 holes there.
I see. Put it there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now we have to just kind of, by hand, turn it a little bit to get make sure that it's comfortably seated on the roll. Now, okay.
Now what?
Now if you'll just lower this, and you'll see some keys.
Mm-hmm. It says pedal.
This is our tempo marking, and I think we should set it at about maybe between 70 and 100. 75.
Okay.
How's that? Okay, now there's one more thing to do. If you look under the piano, you'll see an opening and some pedals. Now just pull them towards you. Uh-huh. Just bring it down.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Now, this, by you pumping there, you're going to supply the air to blow through the holes that's going to make the music. Now you just start pumping away. Oh! Forgot to do one other thing. Well, we got to put it on again. I forgot to set the lever for forward. Well, we'll just do it again, and we'll get it set. You see that tempo marking?
Oh, yeah.
It says 75. That's the speed of our piece. Now, we'll set this lever on play.
And then pump.
And now you can pump.
Oh!
On the paper, going over the holes on the bar causes the keys to go down. So let's make it louder. Would you like to make it go faster?
Sure.
Push that up. And you can make it go slower.
Oh, that's fun, but I don't understand how that those little holes on
those
that paper
going
could
over.
Make this go down.
If you step up here, we'll take a look inside. A lot of things in there that are not in a regular piano, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, over here, this little box is the bellows where the air is from you pumping.
Uh-huh.
See, it causes this to move back and forth.
I see.
And also to turn the reel. Now, in the middle, you see all of those hoses. There's 88 hoses there. Each hose will go hook up to one of the holes on the brass bar.
I see. And then the air goes and makes the piano key go down.
Makes the piano key go down. As you pass one of these holes on the paper, it makes the piano key go down. If you have one hole on the paper, it will play one note. If you have a lot of holes, it'll play a lot of notes.
And you just push it like that to make it go back?
To make it go backwards, yes.
That's fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have any idea how they'd make a piano roll.
Uh-huh.
Just take a roll of paper and put holes in it?
Yeah, that is kind of complicated. But I have something over here that might show us a little better.
Oh, all right.
Just how the roll is made. I have a little projector over here. We can just walk over. Why don't you have a seat by this piano?
All right.
Piano's everywhere.
Another play. Huh?
That's... Okay, I'm going to start our projector, okay?
Oh, and this will show us
this will show us. Now, here's a piano that looks very much like a regular piano, but if you look closely, there's something different about it.
Well, all those buttons and levers and
that's
things.
That's right. That's because this piano is really hooked up to a big machine, and the man is going to play the music on the keyboard, but the machine is going to punch out the holes for every note of music on kind of like a master roll.
Aha. Boy, that looks complicated.
Yeah, it does. See there?
So all those lines of dots there, those holes, represent keys on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing?
Well, now he's checking each roll to make sure that that it's right and the holes are all punched out. Because, you know, as we said, this is the master roll, so this one has to be perfect.
What about all those rolls of paper there?
Now it's time to copy the roll. And these rolls of paper all come together, and they're going to be turned into piano rolls.
So from the master, you can make that many.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun. It's sort of like follow the leader. You know, you have that master roll, and then all of the other rolls will follow that one, and
get punched out just the way it is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
A lot of equipment, but it takes a person to make it work.
Mm-hmm. Those machines just don't run themselves. This lady is stamping the name of the music on each sheet.
Oh, so they're making that many at once. I see.
And then she's going to cut them into separate sheets here.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What is... Isn't that a great machine?
Yeah. It's like a punch, doesn't it?
I think that... Oh, that must make those little tabs.
That's it.
The end.
That's what it does. And then they're kind of sticky, and then she puts them on by just pressing them onto the roll.
And what about that tube?
It gets rolled up. The sheet gets rolled up onto that tube, and there you have your finished piano roll. There's one more thing, though. This man is, he just checks some of the rolls to make sure that everything's okay and that they're all playing.
Look, it's actually playing that piano.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a quality control person.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he puts them in the box.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how a roll like mm-hmm. this would be made. Do you see that machine that makes these little tabs? Really?
I have a lot of little films like this, and I like to show people about how instruments work.
Well, I like to see them, too, but I mustn't keep you from your work any longer. Thanks very much,
Joe. Incidentally, your order will be coming in just a few days, and I'll have Mr. McFeely bring it over to you.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All the great instruments at this mm-hmm. place.
Good after you.
Thank you. Have a good day, Joe.
You too, Fred.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
There's so many things in the world that are fun. Clever people making up piano rolls and pianos that'll play them. Of course, everybody isn't talented for playing a piano, so those who can't play it for themselves might like to have a piano roll. Of course, it's never quite the same as being able to play it yourself. Let's have some make-believe now, okay? Trolley? Let's think about this trolley in make-believe, and also a little trolley that's like a model of it, all right? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Thanks for stopping. Oh, no, I don't need a ride anywhere, but I would like to look carefully at you and compare this little model. This is the model. See, you both have that neighborhood trolley sign on the top, and you're both bright red with green seats. Yeah, see, Corny is thinking of manufacturing a lot of these little ones.
Niece Aberdeen, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
And what is occupying your time and demanding your energies today?
I've been comparing trolleys.
Oh. It's much too small to ride in comfortably.
Oh, yes. Well, see, this is just a model. Corny's been thinking about manufacturing a lot of them.
Oh, he's making many things these days, is he not?
Oh, yes. Rocking chairs and pretzels and now these models. I don't know how he does it.
Is anyone helping him inside the factory?
Not that I know of. I guess he just must work all the time.
I don't know about that. It doesn't look like he's working at the moment.
Oh, I must go over there now. He may want to hear my trolley report.
You are dismissed, Niece Eberlein.
Thank you, Uncle Friday.
You can manufacture anything you want to. Manufacture anything you like. You've a factory that can do it.
It is a pretty good factory, isn't it?
So you might as well get to it. You can manufacture anything you like, so long as you are careful.
That is important.
You can manufacture anything you like.
Well, I hope that's so. Thanks for manufacturing that song for me, Mr. Gash.
Sure.
Oh, here comes Lady Eberlein. Lady Eberlein, I'd like you to meet Mr. Gash.
How do you do, Mr. Gash?
Yes.
This model trolley checks out very well.
Oh, good.
Yes, this is beautifully made.
Well, the person who made it took 2 weeks. I'll manufacture 10,000 in 2 weeks.
As good as this one?
Oh, I forgot to check on a new batch of chairs. Or is it pretzels that I'm running? Oh, excuse me, please.
He seems like a busy person.
Oh, yes. He's working all the time. And he keeps trying to do more and more things.
Hi there. Where's Corny?
Oh, he's in the factory, X.
Oh, good. I've got some great news.
X?
Yeah?
Have you met Mr. Gash?
Oh, I don't know, but I sure like to hear you sing.
Thank you, X. What's your great news?
Well, I've been helping Corny with his business. I've been selling the things that Corny can make, you know.
Oh?
And I just sold a big order of little trolleys and rocking chairs and trolley tracks and playhouses and dolls that look like King Friday.
But Corny doesn't make trolley tracks and playhouses and dolls that look like King Friday.
Oh, but he could. I mean, he could make anything. Oh, hello, X. Oh, wait till you hear the order I have for you, Corny. How many chairs?
Well,
how many pretzels?
It's not exactly for chairs and pretzels.
We've got to talk about this, X.
Well, I thought it'd be easy for you to make trolley tracks and playhouses and dolls that look like King Friday.
Dolls that look like the king?
All you have to do is make them. I'll sell them.
You better come on inside and talk with me, X. We really need to talk about these things. I'll see y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Hey, goodbye.
Well, I hope they do talk about it. I mean, Corny's already making so many things, and X gets so excited about selling things. Do you manufacture things?
Songs for folks.
Oh. Would you manufacture one for me?
Of course. Let's see. Lady Eberlein. Lady A.
Lady A, oh Lady A, oh what a treat I've had today to sing a song with you along. Oh Lady A, oh Lady A.
Oh, you do that so well.
Well, that's all I do. I don't try to do 10 things at once.
Would it be all right if I sang that song myself?
Of course. It's yours to do with as you like.
Oh, thank you very much.
Good day to you, fair lady.
And please come back another day.
Eberlein herself.
It is. And I've got a song for you, Lady Elaine.
Well, I'm ready for it, Toots.
Lady E, oh, Lady E,
ooh.
Oh, what a treat you are to see. To sing a song with you along. Oh, Lady E, oh, Lady E.
Do you mean it, Toots? Do you mean it?
Of course I do.
Well, so far it's the best thing that's happened to me today.
I thought you might like it.
Why did you do it?
Because I thought you might like it.
Is that the only reason?
As far as I know.
Well then, Lady A, oh Lady A, I like you better every day. To sing a song with you along. Oh Lady A, oh Lady A.
Oh.
That's fun, dear.
Let's sing it together.
Okay, fine. Did you just make it up?
Yes. Well, actually, a very special singer taught it to me, and then he told me that I could sing it anywhere I liked.
And any way you liked.
Well, let's do it the duet way. Oh. Two people.
Oh, fine, okay.
Oh, Lady E.
Oh, Lady A.
Oh, what a treat we are today. To sing a song with us along. Oh, Lady E. Oh, Lady.
Oh, boy, do I like that. I've got to get back to work, though. See you, Toots, and thanks.
And thanks to you, too,
Toots. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, hi, Lady Eberlin.
Beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Well, I guess so.
Something the matter?
Well, I've got bad news for Corny.
Well, is there anything I could do to help?
Well, it's about his business. Well, let me show you. You see, he's been so busy lately.
What's that?
Well, it's supposed to be a rocking chair, but half of it's a pretzel.
Oh, he's going to have to be more careful with his orders, isn't he?
Well, yes, he is. When I deliver things, people expect him to be right.
Do you know that he's inside right now with X talking about making even more things?
He is, all by himself?
At the rocket factory.
Well, I better get this back to him. Well, I'll see you later, Lady Abram. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Oh, thanks, Trolley.
Well, it seems as if Corny is trying to make too many things all at one time. And now he has his chairs and his pretzels all mixed up together. If you're going to do something, you can feel so much better about it if you do it well. Like that man who made the songs. That was his job, and he did it well. And he liked it. Remember what he sang? Lady A, oh Lady A, oh what a treat I've had today, to sing a song with you along. Oh Lady A, oh Lady A. You could make up a song like, there's somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. It's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely, come in.
Good day and speedy delivery.
Is it from Negri's Music Shop?
Well, no, that delivery's not in yet, but this one is. It's from Chef Brockett, and inside there's a treat, and he said to open it in your kitchen.
In the kitchen. You want to come with me?
No, more deliveries to make. I'll see you around the neighborhood. Busy day today.
Oh, busy day. Well, thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. A treat. I will take it to the kitchen. Oh, what a treat I'm having today, to open the box and see what's inside. A piece of cheese, and a banana. Oh, wait a minute here. Here's a note. Wrap cheese around peeled banana and eat right away. Yours for Treats, CB. CB stands for Chef Brockett. Well, wrap cheese around peeled banana. Well, we must peel the banana first. Sounds like a good idea. Cheese and banana. Oh, here's a little corner I'll eat right by itself. Wrap the cheese around the banana and eat right away. Mmm. That's very good. Did you ever have anything like that? Glad I could read that. I remember all the time I had to practice before I learned how to read. But I stuck to it, just like I kept practicing the piano. Now I can do both. I'll take the rest of this with me. I'd better feed the fish. There you are, fish. You have your own kind of food, don't you? You know, it's such a good feeling after you've tried and done something well. Inside you think, I've kept at this and I've really learned it. Not by magic, but by my own work. And that's a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. More things to talk about, more things to think about. Oh, the piano roll. You always make each day a special day by just your being you. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.